This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, so I'm no longer CEO. Alhamdulillah, I am so grateful for the opportunity. You know, I always believe that. I know this sounds like, you know, it's fake humility, but I literally believe this, that I don't deserve anything in my life, yeah? So we should have that. Because you know why? Because it's about tawheed, bro. It's about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what does gratitude truly mean? Because if you read Kitab, Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the mother of the Qur'an, the mother of the Qur'an. And what is the Qur'an about? It's about tawheed, affirming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirming the fact that He is worthy of worship. And Kitab, Surah Al-Fatiha, summarizes all of that. And what is the first line in Surah Al-Fatiha? Give me the first line.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Which means all perfect praise and extensive praise and gratitude belongs to the Lord of everything that exists. This is a summary of Tawheed, especially from the context of worship, because praising Allah and being grateful to Allah are keys to worship, right? But what type of gratitude? Is it like, oh, I'm so grateful that Allah has given us a microphone and a mobile phone and I have a wife and children? Yes, you need to be grateful. But that shouldn't be our primary gratitude. Primary gratitude should be for things that we take for granted, like our lives, bro. Like there's something that we receive at every moment of our existence that is priceless. We don't earn, own, or deserve, but it's freely given to us. What is that thing? It's every conscious moment. And it's priceless. If I said to you, bro, that you have 5 minutes left to live, but to get another 5 days, you have to give me all of your wealth, wallahi, you will throw all of your wealth at me. And we can't even create a fly. We don't own ourselves. You know, this is a key aspect of the Tawheed of Rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah's creative power. We don't own ourselves. We can't create life. Whatever we do, we can't earn life. So we receive something that is priceless at every moment of our existence that we don't earn, own, or deserve. How should it make us feel? Gratitude. Yeah. And we can't really truly be fully grateful for that anyway. So anything else is a bonus. And that's why I say, anything I have in my life, I don't deserve. And it's all because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it should increase gratitude. Yes, sometimes we forget, but we should always remind ourselves. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, you can never enumerate Allah's blessings. In actual fact, the Arabic blessings is in the singular, right? You couldn't enumerate them, count them individually. Take, for example, the heartbeat. Great blessing. If it stops, you die. We already spoke about the priceless gift of life. Well, here's the challenge. Count and enumerate individually every single heartbeat you've had so far.
You can't do it.
It's impossible. First 2-3 years, you can't count. When you're sleeping, you can't count. So it's impossible. Now let's change it a bit. Now be grateful individually for each heartbeat you've had. Alhamdulillah. 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 It's impossible. You will never be able to be grateful for each heartbeat. And if you had the ability to be grateful for each heartbeat, you would have to be grateful for the ability to be grateful. And it's an infinite regress of gratitude. And that's why we truly don't deserve anything from that point of view. And if our lives were centered around these 2 points, akhi, how would you complain? We would be content. And this is taqwa on another level, right? And another level. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be amongst those people, you know?
It's very deep. It's very deep.
So yeah, I'm no longer CEO, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So I'm very grateful for that. But there are some really good highlights, I think.
Yeah. I mean, so tell us about some of them.